So we know that some coronavirus vaccines are not effective, and others are more effective than some. But could giving people a different dose of two vaccines offer even more protection? Well, a new government-funded study is being launched to try and find this out. And it could, of course, be really helpful in terms of combating COVID-19. Well, the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine will be involved. Dr. Helen Hill is part of the study and joins me now. Hello, Helen.
Hi, good morning.
Just explain briefly what this study's looking at then.
Okay, so I think everybody's aware that there is both the Pfizer vaccine and the AstraZeneca vaccine that was developed by Oxford University. And both those being in the part of the rollout programme, we are currently not sure what would happen if actually we gave a participant, say, one dose of the Oxford vaccine, and then when they came for their booster, they had the Pfizer vaccine. And in large-scale rollouts, like is happening with this pandemic, it's very important that we know this information, because there may be changes in supply at different times, or people may move to different areas, and then you may need to know whether or not you can benefit equally from having a mixture of the two vaccines. So at Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine today, Oxford asked us to support another part of the trial, which, as you said, is funded by the government, to look at this. And we're going to start a trial where we where we actually randomise people, and some of them will have two doses of the Oxford vaccine, one as their primary vaccine and one as their booster. Others would have the Pfizer vaccine followed by a booster. And then another group will have either the Oxford or the Pfizer, so they'll have a mixture. So it's mixing the schedules of the vaccine and looking to see whether or not this is equally as effective as if the groups that had the two vaccines that are similar. And so we'll be able to monitor these people. Again, we'll be monitoring them for a period of 12 months. But over the initial period, we'll be able to look at whether or not they still develop the same level of antibodies and still immune responses that are measurable, as well as looking at whether or not, you know, they're still developing any infection from COVID. And so we'll monitor this in large groups. And we're going to start the trial, as early as this afternoon, actually, we'll be starting recruiting. The other important question that we're trying to answer by this study is whether you get any difference in your immune protection if you have a booster 3 months later rather than 1 month later. Now, in the Oxford trial, initially, we did some work on this. We basically gave people the primary vaccine, and then we didn't introduce the booster for a couple of months. And so there was a difference in the time frame for a couple of groups in the trial. But what we're going to do this time is actually specifically design the trial so as to measure that over those set periods. So of the groups I've described to you, when they are randomised to having the different schedules of vaccine, we'll also randomise them, and some will actually have the booster after 1 month, and some will then be delayed up until 3 months. The early data suggests that the three-month gap is actually possibly beneficial, and that's because they've looked at blood results after people who've had the vaccine at that period. And then with the Oxford vaccine, certainly, it looks as if it may even be more protective. And so that was done within the trial, but without being specifically designed to achieve that for the first study that we ran last year. But this year, what we're going to do now, and along with other sites across the UK, is actually look at that question specifically and control those periods carefully so that we can do that comparison.
And has this been done with other vaccines for other illnesses before, the almost mix and match method, if you like?
I think not necessarily for the vaccines in that way. What I could maybe describe is what happens with pneumonia vaccines, because that's the work we usually do. And quite often you have a vaccine given to children called a PCV, and then you have a vaccine given to adults, which is called a PPV. And in some countries, they give both to adults because it helps to cover more different strains. But therefore, what we find is, you know, that in the UK, we don't give both to adults, and we're about to start a study to look at that when the COVID started. So our normal trial work has actually been delayed because of that, and we're hoping to start doing that trial in the next couple of months, actually, and starting to recruit very soon. And so we'd be keen to sort of encourage people, if they want to take part in the pneumonia trial as well, to contact the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. But the reason is that vaccines can work differently. And what the question is quite unusual with COVID, in the sense that we've brought out new vaccines all at the same time. And so it's important to know, because they work differently, is that beneficial? And so the questions are really still the stage of, we need a trial to answer this, because we don't know yet. We don't know whether we're actually going to get a better benefit from having two different vaccines because they work differently, or whether it's stronger because you have the same vaccine repeated after a period when you are then going to give the booster. And so this is exactly the reason why we're doing this. But it's not common, no, in terms of the way you would be running a trial now, but it's actually a very important question that we're asking, and for a slightly different reason to when we're doing the research where we're comparing different pneumonia vaccines. But still, it's important that research tackles these questions early on in the rollout, because we know that this could be a very practical situation. And when the immunisation guidelines came out for COVID, there's highlighting this fact that there is no reason to believe that both vaccines won't work, because they both create an immune response. So if you mix them, we feel that it's likely they will still create a good immune response by giving one and then the other. But what we need to do is actually formally do that within a trial to make sure it's safe, make sure it's effective, and therefore we can be able to give the advice later in the year as to whether or not it's appropriate to roll out the vaccine in that way.
Dr. Helen Hill from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Well, good luck with it all. You're doing a good job for all of us there. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
It's 22 minutes past 8 on BBC Radio Merseyside.